A leaked document shows that the Nipissing Timiskaming Conservative Association is seriously considering replacing its candidate, Cassidy Villeneuve, because it is unhappy with her lack of accountability and performance. Villeneuve was nominated a year ago in February 2024 and told supporters at the time, "I'm so ready to put in the work. I know together, we will bring it home." See, Villeneuve plans to turn Nipissing Timiskaming Bluth Local Association apparently thinks that promise was an empty one and has passed a resolution laying out the terms of her continued candidacy. The resolution, which was passed on January 23, says the association has reviewed campaign activities during 2024 and has identified serious deficiencies in the candidate's level of activity, presence, and results. It believes these deficiencies have negatively impacted the campaign and must be rectified to achieve success in the next federal election. The resolution, which a source tells BetaDay was passed unanimously by board members with the exception of Villeneuve, requires immediate and measurable improvement in the candidate's effort, activity and commitment. The resolution ominously puts forth mandatory requirements for the candidate to continue as the association's nominee, suggesting action to remove Villeneuve, who lives in Gatineau, K., will be taken if her performance does not improve. The first requirement concerns financial contributions and fundraising, noting the pre-campaign budget will be funded through new fundraising efforts. If the candidate wishes to incur expenses, she must lead by example in working to raise the necessary funds. Having failed to contribute anything in 2024, the candidate must make the maximum allowable personal financial contribution to the association by January 31, 2025 to demonstrate leadership and commitment. A major concern is Villeneuve doesn't even live in the riding but in Quebec. The candidate's absence from the riding has significantly hindered the campaign's effectiveness and local presence. To address this, the candidate must relocate to the riding and establish permanent residence within the next 4 weeks. No later than February 15, 2025. Failure to do so will be considered grounds for further action as the campaign cannot succeed without a visible and committed presence in the riding. Numerous calls and emails to Villeneuve to ask about her performance have not been returned. Efforts to get comments from riding officials and even the national campaign have been unsuccessful. Despite the concerns by the association of Villeneuve's presence and effort, she has been active on Facebook recently with 9 posts in the last 2 weeks. The latest was Thursday. See photo in gallery, had an incredible meet and greet with conservatives in Englehart, discussing key issues like U.S. tariffs, housing affordability, and the rising cost of living. It was great to hear first-hand perspectives and connect with people who are passionate about putting Canada first, Villeneuve wrote. It appears to be an attempt to address the association's concern about the needed effort to be in Nipissing Timiskaming to campaign. The candidate is required to campaign in the riding full-time, dedicating her efforts to voter outreach, community engagement and strengthening relationships with constituents. A visible and sustained presence in the riding is non-negotiable, says the document. The association also wants Villeneuve to be more accountable and provide regular updates on her activities to the association president. A formal report on progress will be submitted and presented at each board meeting. Be it further resolved that the association reserves the right to review the candidate's performance against these conditions at any time, be it further resolved that if the candidate fails to meet these requirements, the board will consider a motion of no confidence and take necessary steps to seek her removal as the candidate. A source says that a meeting of the board was held last night, Thursday, but results have not been made public. At that meeting, debate was expected about whether Villeneuve was failing to meet the conditions outlined in the resolution and that the board might even pass a resolution of no confidence in her as a candidate, calling on her to resign immediately. The campaign has previously stated, "For all media inquiries, please contact the campaign team at info@votecassidy.ca. However, over a 4-day period, no inquiries from BetaDay were answered. The Nipissing Timiskaming Liberals have already started planning for the election with the announcement that East Ferris Mayor Pauline Rochefort has tossed her hat in the ring to become that party's candidate. See, East Ferris Mayor seeks federal Liberal nomination. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has outlined his plans to resign, putting the country on track for an early election this spring. The questions now are when exactly the election will come and who will be Trudeau's successor. Governor-General Mary Simon has agreed to prorogue Parliament until March 24.